Cat Rose Martin. When I was a teenager, I took a tape recorder and knocked on all the doors in the neighbourhood, asked to speak to the women, mothers, grandmothers, widows, women who'd lived through the war. They'd seen so many changes. They'd seen their husbands lose their jobs because of the mines closing, the shipyards. They seemed amazed that someone wanted to ask about them. I had trouble getting them to open up.
Oh, Tiger Lily, said Alice, addressing herself to the one that was waving gracefully about in the wind. I wish you could talk.
We can talk, said the Tiger Lily, when there's anybody worth talking to.
Alice was so astonished that she could not speak for a minute. It quite seemed to take her breath away.
Should be writing, but can't. Need to lock myself away. Lock the kids away, more like. Can't concentrate. Even writing this is hard. Feels like I've run out of words. Supposed to be thinking about this script. Oscar wrote last week. He lives near Brighton in a big house by the beach. Sent me a picture of it. The light is shining behind, and he has big gardens and wisteria growing up the side.
It's been getting worse. Lorraine won't stop crying, and Yusuf's getting more angry. It keeps hitting me. I'm worried that the baby will grow up, see me getting clouted by him. Everything were all right before I moved up here. I don't know what's gone wrong. I think he's lost his patience.
Oh, I wish I were a glowworm. For a glowworm's never glum. Because how can you be grumpy when the sun shines out your bum?